Hello, and welcome to the teaching ministry of Faith Word Fellowship, where faith in the Word leads to a more intimate fellowship with God. We're excited to bring you this teaching of Mark Roberson, pastor of Faith Word Fellowship, where we're building people of vision, people of valor, and people of victory. Now let's join Pastor Mark as he delivers this week's teaching.
We give God praise for this season that we're in. So I want to start this. Why don't you go ahead and open your Bibles with me, glory to God, to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Blessed be God forever. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this another opportunity to minister to these your sheep. Thank you that revelation knowledge will flow freely, unhindered, uninterrupted by any satanic force whatsoever. Less of me, Father, and more of you. None of me, Holy Spirit, and all of you. All of you, Holy Spirit. I believe by faith that you will think through my mind and speak through my lips. And when it's all said and done, we'll give you and only you all the honor, the glory, and the praise. Thank you for hastening your word to perform it. Thank you for confirming your word with signs following. So I say like the psalmist David, thy word have I hid in my heart. I may not sin against you, nor doubt you, nor second guess you. I just give you and only you, Lord, all the honor, the glory, and praise for the confirmation of your word, the demonstration of your word, and for you prospering your word in our lives like never before. In Jesus' name, amen. In this season, I want us to look at this, and when I'm up before you on Sundays or on Thursdays, we're going to build on this. We're going to look at the power of the cross. The power of the cross. Say that with me. The power of the cross. The power of the cross. Let's start at 1 Corinthians chapter 1. And we'll use this as our launching pad scripture. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. We'll start there. Glory to God. It must be me because it sure looks like it's dark up here. Lord, have mercy. All right. 1 Corinthians chapter 18. And then after this morning's message, I'm going to take my liberty and welcome somebody into a specific club. And so it's going to give me great honor to do this. Okay, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, let's start at verse 18. I'm reading from the King James Bible. You follow along in whatever translation you have. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. Underline this scripture in your Bible or on your device, highlight it. You got to see this. Let's read this again. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. And we're talking about, what's our subject? The power of the cross. Verse 19. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Verse 22. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified. Underline this in your Bible. Or highlight this. We preach Christ crucified. Unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Underline this in your Bible or highlight it on your device. Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. Verse 25, last verse. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. So we're looking at the power of the cross. The power of the cross. Now, many people, I'm not going to use people, we're going to say believers. Many believers today are living as if the cross did not make any difference. And God now wants us to be able to distinguish what occurred before the cross from what occurred after the cross, and to understand the difference the cross has made in our lives. Put this down in your notes, if you're writing notes. And you should be, because I want you to get this. The cross speaks of relationship, restoration, redemption, reconciliation, and reigning. The cross, let's say it again, speaks of relationship, restoration, redemption, reconciliation, and reigning. One more time. And whatever part you got, you say it with me so that your neighbor can catch up. The cross, come on, speaks of relationship, come on, restoration, come on, redemption, come on, reconciliation, and reigning. So watch my statement that I made when we started this. Many believers today are living as if the cross did not make any difference. So they're living like the cross didn't make a difference in relationship, like the cross didn't make a difference in restoration, like the cross didn't make a difference in
redemption,
like the cross didn't make a difference in
reconciliation,
or like the cross did not make a difference in
reigning.
So anytime that you're living your Christian life and you're living beneath your privileges in the area of relationship, restoration, redemption, reconciliation, and reigning, you're living like the cross didn't make a difference. And you have to understand that God wants you to capture the revelation of the cross and to live by it. Watch this, watch this. The cross was a mystery to Satan. He didn't know what was going on. Look at this, look at this. I don't want you to take my word for it. I want you to look at it in the Bible. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 2 now. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And look at verses 7 and 8. Now, I'm just introducing this series today, but we're going to get off in this because we have to start living by the power of the cross.
Amen.
1 Corinthians chapter 2. If you have it, say,
I have it.
Look at verses 7 and 8. And it says, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. Stop. I don't want you to lose sight of. Remember where we started off? Okay. See, that's why I love a Bible. See, I can look at the scripture and look back at the Bible. See, on your device, you got to do all that sliding and everything. I don't have to do that. So it says, verse 7, but we speak the wisdom of God in the mystery. Stop. So look back at our scripture text at 1 Corinthians chapter 1. And look at verse 24, what the writer says the preaching of the cross is. I'm at 1 Corinthians 1:24. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Gentiles, Christ, the power of God, and
the wisdom
of God. So the preaching of the cross is the power of God, and it is also the wisdom of God. Now, go to 1 Corinthians 2, verse 7. So now when he talks about speaking the wisdom of God, he's talking about the power of the cross. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. If Satan knew what was really happening on that cross, he would have never crucified Jesus. He thought by crucifying him, he was stopping God's plan. He thought by crucifying him, he was coming against the will of God and it wasn't going to work. Had he known, the Bible says, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. So the first thing you got to understand is that the cross was a mystery to Satan. So now when you capture the understanding and the revelation of the power of the cross, you're also capturing a divine mystery that will empower you in your walk with God. It'll empower you in your salvation. It'll empower you in your Christianity. It'll cause you, watch this, to change from living just a natural life in this world to start living a supernatural one because of the power of the cross. The second thing you have to understand is that the revelation of the cross was revealed to the Apostle Paul. None of the other apostles had the revelation of the cross. And so you have to capture this. Put this down in your notes. The cross is not an event. It is a lifestyle.
Yes.
The cross is not an event. It is a lifestyle. So your faith will not be as strong as it should be without the revelation of the cross. So in this series, we're going to look at what does the cross mean to God? And then what does the cross mean to the believer? And then what did the cross mean to Satan? You have to understand, I'll jump ahead a little bit, that Jesus walked in a threefold victory when he was on earth. He defeated Satan in his earthly walk. He cast out demons, raised people from the dead, healed the sick. Didn't he do it? Didn't he do it?
Yes,
yes he did. So he walked in victory in his earthly walk. Number two, he defeated Satan on the cross.
Amen.
And then number three, he defeated Satan in his resurrection. Amen. Not just because he was raised from the dead, but watch this, in his resurrection, he didn't just get up by himself, but he resurrected all of us. Satan didn't even fathom that that could happen. That now when Jesus died, when he get up, he's not just coming up by himself. He's coming up in everybody who receives him as their resurrected Lord. The power of the cross. So that's why you have to make sure that you're not living beneath your privileges. Because when you're living your life, it's not just you living it, but it is the Christ who was resurrected, who defeated Satan, living through you. And you're walking in his victory. You're not trying to get victory. Say amen, somebody. Glory to God. So, look back at 1 Corinthians 1 and let's concentrate on one verse, verse 18. And that's all we'll look at today. And just to introduce this, we're just introducing it. Because you have to understand, we have to understand, not just you, all of us, that the power and the wisdom and the glory of the cross has to be received daily.
Amen.
So 1 Corinthians 1 again, just one verse, verse 18. If you have it, see, I have it. Look at this. This is from the King James. I'm going to read it from the King James, and I'm going to read it from another translation as well. Verse 18 says, "For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. But unto us which are saved, it is the power of God." Ask yourself this question: to what degree do I live in the power of the cross daily? Look at the verse again. "For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. But unto us which are saved, it is the power of God." I'm going to inject something. Now, y'all got to catch this. I'm going to inject this. When you choose to live by self-effort, you're living in foolishness as a believer. Because there's a big difference between self-effort and faith effort. Okay? Now let's look at the same passage, this one verse. Let's look at it from the Passion's translation. So now those of you with your devices, you can pull it up on your app and look at the Passion's translation. It says, just one verse, verse 18, "To preach the message of the cross seems like sheer nonsense to those who are on their way to destruction. But to us who are being saved, it is the mighty power of God released within us." Jesus. "It is the mighty power of God released within us." The power of the cross. The power of the cross. One more translation, the Amplified Classic. It says, "For the story and message of the cross is sheer absurdity and folly to those who are perishing and on their way to perdition. But to us," come on, everyone say, to us who are being saved, it is the manifestation of the power of God." The power of the cross. So one of the things that I am purposing to do with the help of the Holy Ghost is that in this series that we will learn and discipline ourselves to filter our lives through the power of the cross and not just through natural experiences. That we will look at our lives through the power of the cross and not just through how we feel today or how we feel tomorrow. That we will live our lives through the power of the cross. Because, put this last thought in your notes. Put this in your notes. Here we go. The revelation of the cross has the power to remove hindrances and blockages. The revelation of the cross has the power to remove hindrances and blockages. What hindrance have you been coming up against in your life? What blockage have you been coming up against in your life? It's the revelation of the cross that has the power to remove hindrances and blockages in the name of Jesus. Somebody say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
So, because of the cross, we can have confidence that God is for us and not against us. Because of the cross, we can believe for restoration, breakthroughs, and good things to happen to us. Everyone say, because of the cross.
Because of the cross.
Your enthusiasm is overwhelming. Okay. Because of the cross, Romans chapter 4, verse 8 reveals that we're blessed because God will not count our sins against us nor punish us for our iniquities because of the cross. Because of the cross, you will never be punished for your sins again. So God doesn't want you to live your life guilty. He doesn't want you to live your life condemned. He doesn't want you to live your life inferior. He doesn't want you to live your life insecure. Why? Because of the cross. And the power of the cross removes my inferiority. It removes my insecurity. It removes my inadequacy. It removes my inability to live my life victoriously because of the power of the cross. So that's what you're going to see in this series. You're going to see, and without you even realizing it, I believe that the Spirit of God is going to pull some things out of you that has been connecting you to defeat. And he's going to empower you to walk in a place of victory that you have never known before. Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the
Lord. So because of the cross, the price for sin has been paid. Because of the cross, the judgment has been executed. Because of the cross, God's anger towards sin has been exhausted. So my brothers and sisters, I want you to leave here knowing because I've accepted what Jesus did on the cross, God is no longer mad at me. God is no longer angry at me. God is no longer upset at me because I'm standing on earth in the power of the cross in spite of my flaws, my faults, and my failures. He put all of that under the blood. Somebody said, thank God for the blood of Jesus. Because of the cross, the veil has been torn. And now you and I, we have access to God. Because of the cross, the way to intimacy with God has been opened. Because of the cross, sin no longer hinders you from entering into his presence. Because of the cross, Jesus' blood has removed all stains and traces of your sin. I want you to look at this. Go to Romans chapter 4. And I'm going to close with this. Romans chapter 4. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Now, you there? Look at verse number 8. Look at verse number 8. And my brothers and sisters, as you see this verse, I want you to look at it through now. Look at it and apply your life to it. And filter how you see yourself through this verse. Look what it says. Blessed is the man or woman to whom the Lord will not impute sin. Blessed is the man. Come on, somebody say, I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
Blessed is the man or the woman to whom the Lord will not impute sin or whom the Lord will not hold a charge of sin against, all because of the power of the cross. This is why you're not supposed to live in comparison. Don't compare yourself to anybody else. Because your uniqueness cannot be copied.
Praise God.
Your uniqueness cannot be undermined. You have to understand that when you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, it's the power of the cross that has changed you. And the power of the cross did not just give you forgiveness from sin. It caused you to have a Savior. So watch this. Watch this. I'm closing with this. Come on. Come on, Amira. Come here. You're going to be used today. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You're going to be used today. Stand up here in front of the camera so they can see you. See there? They're looking at you in Canada. Look at them. All right. Let me show you my example. You got to understand this. If you were drowning, act like somebody who's drowning. Act like somebody who's drowning. You know, you're in the water and you're drowning. Pretend like you're somebody who's drowning. You can pretend. You would take your hands out your pockets. Come on, quickly. You messed up my message. Come on. What else? What else would you be? How you're in the water. What would your hands be doing? What would your hands be doing? You'd be help. You know, come on, help. Huh? Watch this. If you are a person who's drowning, listen. You don't need nobody to come and tell you, well, you did it wrong. You shouldn't have been in the water. Amen. You don't need nobody to tell you what you did wrong. You're drowning. You don't need nobody to tell you. Now, this is how you swim. You gotta know how to swim. You don't need nobody to teach you anything when you're drowning. What you need if you're drowning is someone who's willing to save you.
Yes.
And that's what Jesus did.
Thank you, Jesus.
You don't need nobody to come in and say, he's drowning. Come on, you're drowning. You don't need anybody to say, Amari, I forgive you for being in the water.
Yeah.
That ain't going to help.
That's right.
You don't need forgiveness. You need a savior.
Yeah.
I need someone to come save me. Listen. Jesus jumped into your life and saved you from defeat. That's why he doesn't want you to accept it. He saved you from sin. That's why he doesn't want you to live in it. He saved you from sickness and disease. That's why he doesn't want you to accept being sick. He wants you to receive your healing.
Amen.
He jumped in and saved you so that you wouldn't have to live in defeat. Die without a savior. No. That's why. Let's give him a hand. Thank you, man. I'm going to teach you how to act. But that's why you have to understand. Watch this. And I'm closing with this. That the cross. What did you write in your notes? The cross speaks of. Talk to me. Relationship. Relationship with who? Relationship with who?
God.
I want you to leave your understanding. Stop living your life like God is way over there and you're down here by yourself.
Amen.
You have a relationship. Everyone say, he's with me now.
He's with me now.
When is he with me?
All the time.
But I got to act like it. Yeah. And you have to do a better job of acting like I have a relationship with God and he's with me all the time. We said the cross speaks of what? Restoration. What's the purpose of restoration? That means that everything that Satan has stolen from me
Yes. Is
being restored.
Yes.
You hear me say this all the time. You never lose doing it God's way. So stop living your life like you're losing. Everyone say, I have a savior. All because the cross made a difference. Three, the cross speaks of redemption. Christ has redeemed me, Galatians 3:13, from the curse of the law. Listen, so I don't care who don't like you. I don't care who's spoken negative to you. You are not cursed.
That's it.
So you don't have to be afraid of curses. It's amazing to me how many Christians give more credit to the devil, to a witch, to a warlock, to somebody who understands incantations, and they are afraid of curses. You can't be cursed when you are redeemed, because you can't curse what God has blessed.
Amen. Yes.
But you got to understand this. I'm redeemed. He redeemed me from the curse of the law. He redeemed me from curses. Now I got to live this way. So if something happens to my car, I'm not going to say, well, look at there. See, if it's something going to happen, it's always happening to me. No, I don't talk like that. That's not redemptive talk.
Amen.
I'm redeemed. When you're redeemed from something and you're redeemed to something.
Praise God.
I'm redeemed to his love. I'm redeemed to his favor. I'm redeemed to his wisdom. I'm redeemed to his presence. So I always have his presence with me. Amen. And then we said the cross speaks of reconciliation. I have been connected to God. I'm reconciled. Just like God the Father is Jesus' Father, he's my Father. And I live in reconciliation, connected to God. Stop thinking disconnected. Stop thinking disengaged. Stop thinking like I'm facing all of this by myself. I'm alone. Who said that? Stop thinking that. I tell single Christians all the time, stop thinking that you're lonely. Jesus never called himself lonely. He says, my Father is with me and I am never alone. Loneliness is a deception. It's a lie to deceive you out of your position of reconciliation. You got to understand that even in marriages, there's some people in a marriage who feel lonely. No. God didn't give me my spouse to meet my needs. He gave me a savior to meet my needs.
Amen.
My spouse is supposed to get the overflow of my relationship with God. My spouse is not in my life to meet my needs. Jesus meets my needs. God didn't entrust my needs to another imperfect person. You got to hear me. Don't knock yourself out of the position of reconciliation that the power of the cross has given you. And then, finally, the cross speaks of reigning. Reigning. And the only ones who reign on earth are kings. You are royalty. The power of the cross has given me the authority of royalty. So I got to watch my mouth, watch my thoughts, watch my actions, and watch what I embrace. I speak with authority. I release authority. I move in an authoritative manner. And I also think in agreement with authority. I say to you in the name of Jesus, your days of being weak are over. Your days of thinking weak are over. Your days of speaking weak are over if you will catch the revelation of the power of the cross. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Come on, put your hands together, give God some praise. Stand with me. Stand with me, stand with me. Now, Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that this message on the revelation of the cross will penetrate our thinking, will penetrate our understanding, will penetrate, glory to God, our perception, that we'll understand that the power of the cross has caused us to have your approval, to have your acceptance, to position us for your assistance, and thereby we always have your attention. You said in your word, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. So, Father, we thank you for giving us the approval that we long for by you loving us unconditionally. Come on, can you say this? Say, Lord, thank you for loving me unconditionally.
Lord, thank you for loving me unconditionally.
Lord, we thank you for choosing us. Come on, say, Lord, thank you for choosing me.
Lord, thank you for choosing me.
Now say this, Lord, I thank you for wanting me.
Lord, I thank you for wanting me.
And so, Father, even though you know the worst about each one of us, thank you, Jesus, for being willing to die for us like you did. And declare each one of us blameless and not guilty. Father, because you've accepted us, you want us, you've chosen us, we know that we are now secure in your love. Will you reveal to each one of us the strength of that secured love. Show us how to put confidence in that secured love. Show us how to have peace from that secured love. Remove the struggle of doing life out of our lives. Remove the stress of doing life out of our lives. Remove the strain of doing life out of our lives. And help us to focus on your love. Help us to focus on the power of the cross. In the name of Jesus. And here's my prayer, Father, that you will help us to let go of seeking approval from other people. Receive that now. Receive that. Father, deliver us from looking for approval from other people. Deliver us from looking for acceptance from other people. Come on, receive this today. In the name of Jesus. Instead, help us to lean on your strength so other people can see you in us. In the name of Jesus. Now, I don't want to assume everybody is where you should be. So I'm going to ask everyone in the room today to repeat this little short prayer after me. This is where we present ourselves to God. We claim Jesus as our Lord and Savior. And then we dedicate ourselves to him afresh. So repeat this after me. Say, Heavenly Father,
in the name of Jesus,
I thank you for sending your son, Jesus,
just for me.
Jesus,
I thank you
for dying for me.
I thank you
for being raised from the dead,
just for me.
If you hadn't have gone to that cross,
I wouldn't have been able to experience
the power of the cross.
Now, by your Spirit,
open my eyes
to the strength
and the depth
of the power of the cross.
Jesus, I claim you
as my Lord and my Savior.
Come into my life.
Come into my heart.
Elevate my life
from how I've been living.
I rededicate myself
to you afresh
in Jesus' name.
And I renounce
every action
Satan got me to do.
I renounce
every thought
Satan caused me to embrace.
I renounce
every word
that I spoke,
and I knew it wasn't in agreement with your will.
Thank you for your forgiveness.
Thank you for your redemption.
Thank you for transforming me.
And I decree and declare,
from this moment forward,
I will live my life
through the power of the cross.
In Jesus' name,
amen, amen, amen.
But here's the thing now. You have to choose not to just be a hearer of the word, but I'm going to be a doer. I'm going to be a doer. So it starts with changing the way you think. I'm going to live through the power of the cross.
We truly hope you enjoyed this teaching by Pastor Mark Roberson of Faith Word Fellowship. Please visit us at one of our two locations. If you're in Buffalo, New York, or surrounding areas, please visit us at Faith Word Fellowship International. And if you're in the St. Catharines, Ontario, or surrounding areas, please visit us at Faith Word Fellowship Canada. To learn more about Faith Word Fellowship, or to contact Pastor Mark, or to even access other teachings by Pastor Mark, please visit us at www.faithwordfellowship.org. And always remember, one word from God, and you will never be the same again.